Call a meeting to order. Start with a salute to the flag, pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yeah, you can bring Dan. We'll get Dan sworn in first and then we'll give you the floor.
I see the Chinaman must be gone, huh?
The Chinaman?
Yeah, the guy was walking around the village with a cigarette lighter that burned everything down.
Oh, I don't know.
Wanted money.
Yeah, he was talked to by one of my guys the other day. He's an EDP, you know, it's like, he's mostly Skodak's problem. He lives in one of the flop house motels down there for, you know, the homeless and whatnot that social services provides for him. So he gets out here by bicycle. He was missing the other day, threatened suicide. They were all looking for him. So he's just, he's not breaking the law, so there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Tell them that the village line is that way, go, you know, that's about it.
All right.
And maybe if they could slow the traffic down on 20 a little bit. I mean, I see cars passing on the double L line all the time.
Well, I'm sure we patrol it.
All I can say is you can't catch them all. I write tickets every night. You know, it's, they're writing them. I mean, you guys get the reports.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I know. There was.
On average, during the month, you're doing 50, 60 traffic stops a month. You know, and that varies depending on how many.
This last month, they did 65 traffic stops and wrote 24 tickets.
Yeah. Like you said, you can't stop.
But they're only out there when they're out there. That's the thing, you know. Right. And the word gets out quick when they're out on the patrol, so.
How'd they make out with that Mickey Mouse street sweeper they had?
We got it. We had them come back and redo them.
Good.
So.
Did they use water this time?
Yeah, used water. They brought two of them in the second time when they come back again. Okay. They used that small one again and they brought a big one in too. And they did a much better job.
I don't know how they expect to get away with it.
Yeah, well, they didn't get away with it because we weren't paying them for what we didn't do.
We'll see.
So, anyway, anything else? All right, you're up.
So, due to the craziness at civil service at the county, we need to, as we spoke about a couple months ago, bring Dan Colano. Can come back and work for us, and we want to do that. He was obviously a valuable member of the force and was the chief for several years. Did a great job. So we need to re-swear Dan in, and there's some paperwork that we have to do as well. But for the meeting, at least, the swearing in is what we want to accomplish. So,
all right,
Dan.
Okay. All right. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Everybody's
doing good. Good. Glad to see you're back.
Thank you.
All right. So when I say my name, you say yours. I, Robert Valenti.
Dan Colano.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Dan Colano. Yeah, I do.
And the Constitution of the State of New York. You got to repeat this stuff.
Oh, I got to repeat it back,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to show the other end of this.
Yeah. So, we'll start over.
We will.
So, I, Robert Valenti.
Dan Colano.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the State of New York.
And the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
I will faithfully discharge the duties.
A Village of Nassau police officer according to the best of my ability.
A Village of Nassau police officer to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That was the hardest part of the job, Dan.
Lucky that wasn't like a test.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me come back.
Loosen it up and you can partake in the village here again, or, you know, it's...
I sorely miss the village, and I appreciate the opportunity to come back, so thank you to, you know, Chief Bunny and Guy and yourself.
Yay!
Missy, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you all.
There you go, Chief.
All right.
All right, thank you all again, take care.
Thanks, Dan, welcome back.
Hi, boys.
Hang on a second, Dan, I'll work it out.
Yeah, thank you.
Just wanted to, so I guess this is more to Missy than, like, you know, the board, but like, when they have like a village-wide garage sale, can I get an email on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's on the calendar, so I thought you guys knew, but I'll give you a reminder next year.
Yeah, an email and stuff like that.
That's established on an annual basis. That's established on an annual basis.
Yeah, I caught on...
I reminded him when he was the chief, you know what I mean, because I knew about it, but I got so many things going on.
I will, I'll remind you next year, I actually realized that when I was out.
You know, the fire department's got Tag Day coming up, right?
No, I didn't know.
Yep, I will send you that.
Saturday.
Well, that one...
This Saturday.
Saturday.
Well, you signed off on that one, so...
Yeah, they got a permit supposedly, because I tell them, you got to get a permit.
What time is that, taking?
All right, I'll send you that email tomorrow, it's in my office.
9 to 5, I think, is what the hours are, it may not go that long, but...
Like, because generally, we're working 4 to 12.
But we don't really use police for that day.
When it's on a day like that.
So the issue with the Tag Day is, sometimes, people that are traveling through the village get upset and make complaints, and then if there's not, if these guys are not on, they complain to the state police. And, but they have a permit, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
They have a permit.
When I came in for the village-wide garage sale, Elm Street was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't put the signs up the night before, so I got on the horn to Skodak, they dropped the signs off, I put them up, and we got Elm Street cleared, I think, by 11 o'clock, so the rest of the day was okay, so. And there were no incidents, so it was all good.
All right, I'll remind you next year.
Thanks. All right, I'll see you guys later.
All right. So, John, anything else?
That's it.
All right. Approved the minutes of previous meetings, May 23rd, or May 2023 board meeting.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by, who's over there, Rich. Questions on the minutes? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the year-end minutes from May.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions on the year-end minutes? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So we have the year-end treasurer's report. Entertain a motion to approve that.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions on the treasurer's report?
Do we care that they're still negatives?
Yeah, do we have a...
There's still a couple columns that were still negatives.
Yeah.
Billing CE. Now, they must have had some, after we did the things, there must have been some charges. $389. So the negatives on the third page are all overages of income, so those are fine. We like those negatives. Means we got more than we thought we were going to get.
Yeah, so there's buildings.
Just the building CE is just the one, right? $389, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. Well, I mean, it all goes into fund balance at this point anyway. This is closed, so we're not going to worry about it. I mean, we could take it out of equipment, but there's money there, so no big deal. The bottom line is at the end of the year, you know, at the end of the day, we took in, we had revenues of, let's see, $690,735.
And, which was 5,000 more than we anticipated, that's all. Thought we'd do better than that. And then we had expenses of 616,000, so we had an extra 70 grand that we didn't spend, so that's good. We had a good year. Any other questions on that treasurer's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. No correspondence that I can see here, right? All right, so old business, we have property maintenance on Westbrook Drive. So what's the deal with this?
Well, this was about the
this is about the issue.
Dave was going to look into what other kind of rights of things we might be able to do to help the situation. And then a couple days later, after the meeting, I received this. So I printed it for this meeting.
So he sent this to you?
He was going to talk about it.
Yeah, I thought he was going to talk about it too. All right, so we're going to table this till next month. Okay. He'll be here next month to talk about it.
Did Kevin go out? Do we know? At the last meeting, we talked about having Kevin stop and talk to her.
That I don't know. Where's his report?
Well, did you ask him? Because he's not COVID.
He's not COVID, but I mean,
he's covering
COVID.
Both right now.
Right.
Where's his report, though?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
Yeah, there is one though, because I saw the email. Let's see here. I know he sent it last week. Let's see here. Question is, did I save it? Paying quotes. Clearing flowers.
I could send him a message right now.
I might have deleted it because it's still in my mayor email. I don't see it.
I'm asking him, so I'll let you know if he gets back.
Okay. All right. What's that?
It's something from him earlier last month saying look at section 87-4. There's no report, just.
Well, I know I got a report from him though, because I read it. I didn't print it though, and after I read it, I deleted it, so. Because it stays in the mayor's email, this all comes to my phone. All right. New business. We have paving quotes.
So, let me give an update. So we do have the one quote, but I'm going to suggest that maybe we hold a minute. So I have the quote to do the Griswold Street and potentially the Howard Street from Valley Paving. And I did track, Missy, did I forward it to you? The bid award document, so they are on the county. I did verify that.
You didn't forward it to me, but you said over the phone that you verified it.
So I did have the county verify that they are on the county bid.
And the other person I gave you is also on the county bid,
yes.
Right?
So I want to hold off, because I met with them today to do the sidewalk. So I met with Darcy Construction.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me an estimate of $3,500 per apron to do those three sidewalks.
Okay.
And they are not on a contract at all, so that we would have to get additional bids.
Yeah.
I met today with another contractor who is on the county contract to do both paving and concrete. And I met with him with the intent of the sidewalk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he also expressed interest in bidding the Griswold Street.
Okay.
So my suggestion is let's hold off.
All right.
He's going to get me that here in the next week or two. His numbers on the concrete work is probably going to be right around. I think his suggestion was that middle driveway doesn't need the sidewalk raised. It's really the apron area that's the problem. The sidewalk's plenty high. He suggested just raising the two sidewalks that are flooding.
Mm-hmm.
But really, he said the problem you're going to do, and he's right, the problem is we can bring the sidewalk up all we want. All that puddle's going to do is move from the sidewalk out into the street.
Because unless
the street
they
so I asked them to
that
give
street
me
to the get basin. Yeah, they got to regrade.
Give
the
me a bid because we won't be able to use CHIPS money, so we're going to have to come up with whatever mm-hmm. monies to do that.
Well,
so,
well, we can. What do you mean we can't use CHIPS money?
Because we used CHIPS on Elm Street.
We did it last year.
Oh, but isn't it something totally different that you're doing now?
The sidewalk we can use CHIPS money, but not the paving. What really has to happen on Elm to fix it is they got to mave it.
But a repair can still be used for CHIPS money. You're not paving the whole street. You're just going to repair a section. We can reuse CHIPS money on just a repair.
Even if we've used
CHIPS
money recently?
Yeah, I've done it before when we've had to dig up the road for water leaks. We've used it.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, it's worth a shot.
He's going to get us
I'm still waiting on $7,000.
Yeah, we got to pick up the curb. So the water stays on the street, and then we got to regrade the street to the catch.
And that's what he said, remill it down properly.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him, I said, so give me three quotes. So he's going to give me a quote for Griswold. He's going to give me a separate quote for the sidewalk and a quote for remill.
Okay, so table that as well.
What's the location for the sidewalk?
It's
one
the
Elm Street,
first
three
driveways.
Elm Street and five Elm Street.
Okay.
And today was a good day because by the time I met him here when he called me, it was raining pretty good, so the sidewalks were flooded, so
okay.
We could actually see what was going on.
And then it's all of Griswold.
Yes.
And then it's all of Griswold, right? Mill and pave.
Yes.
Yep, mill and fill.
As soon as you get past my house, it's all
and what about Howard?
Howard is there as an optional bid, although I'll say, I don't know, Charlie, if you looked at it, the guys went over the other day and did some coal patching.
Yeah.
It looked pretty good.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So I kind of didn't follow up with Howard because I want to see these other expenses.
Oh, okay.
I think our priority. We also, Bob, I don't know if you noticed Elm, I got the boys, they went over and patched that and keep an eye on it. We got movement happening in the road there on Elm.
Whereabouts is that?
Just past Mooney. I went by the one morning because I had to go that way, and it was tore up. Like, there was a hole, and it was all loose asphalt. So I called Pete that morning. He goes, yeah, I saw it. He went back over and coal patched it, but you can see it's some crackling there.
Mm-hmm.
He's worried. He thinks that's where the catch basin goes under the road. If something collapsed under there.
Well, he actually told me today he went in the manhole, and it does not look like that.
Good.
He did go inside. It does not look like anything's collapsing, so it's
we're
going to
just keep an
totally
eye
different.
On the movement and make sure that it doesn't.
Because I was a little nervous he went in the manhole. But
yeah,
said,
I'm glad he didn't say
creepy.
That to me. I'm glad he didn't tell
that's
me
creepy.
That. So we'll just keep an eye on that.
All right, so, but yeah, we should get, hopefully we get it all worked out for next month. So
yeah, I'll definitely have the stuff for next month, and then we can make a decision. We'll have multiple bids to look at.
Yep, okay. While we're on construction, I did talk to BPI Mechanical, got the quote to replace that AC unit, and we'll be doing. It's ordered. It should be here this week. So sometime in the next 3 weeks, we'll be getting it done. So I told him he's got to work around court and whenever it's in use. And I guess the next three Tuesdays, the room's going to be in use. So you'll have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Monday maybe, to do what he's got to do. But he thought it'd only be a couple of days to replace that. So
I was going to say, I would think it's at least the inside work would only be a day or two, right?
Yeah. Well, he said a couple of days for the whole thing because he's just going to take the condenser off the pad out there and put a new one on. Yeah. So, but anyway, so hopefully when we come back next month, that'll be a new one will be there.
Kevin said he wasn't notified of the one on Westbrook.
Okay. Well, we'll, Ryan could chase him down. So, park entertainment night.
Okay, so that is about how last year we had a band at the gazebo, and it was Barry from down there. I mean, everyone seemed to enjoy it, and he's going to look at his schedule again, and I wondered if we could do a band again.
Sure, I think it's a good idea.
He charged us $300 last year, so I'm hoping he stays the same.
Do we have a date for him?
Well, he's going to look at his August dates. They're pretty booked, yeah. I mean, Binky just stepped in the other day to see if we were going to do it again. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll ask the board. But he won't have any dates till August or September, I'm sure. They're always booked. But, yeah, and then this year, hopefully I will be there. Last year, my granddaughter was being born. My plan was to sell tickets, 50-50 tickets, to raise money for the next one. So hopefully I'll get to do that. I missed it, but I heard it was very good.
It was well attended.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and I think we should take an opportunity to talk about the need for people to join our committees and, you know, being, you know, get the beautification committee reactivated and people on the planning board, the zoning board, or whatever else, you know, we have.
Yeah, that would be a good thing for you to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure it will
be.
And I'll put you right down for that. I'll be happy to do it.
Great. That's excellent.
See if we get any volunteers.
Okay, I'll let you know when the date is. I just wanted to make sure. I mean, Celebrations has a budget, so we can take it out of that like last year. All right, do we need to do a resolution for that, or it's under $300?
There's going to be money in parks, so you can just use it out of there. That's fine. We don't need a resolution.
All right.
All right, so next item up is the cyber proposal. So I got the cyber proposal from Gallagher. It was $150 or thereabouts less than last year. So going with Lloyd's of London this year. So
is this a cyber security thing?
Or yeah, cyber security insurance.
Oh, okay.
You know, so
insurance.
So if we get hacked and, you know, our system goes down and we got to pay somebody to let us in or whatever, that's all that stuff is covered and whatever we got to do to get back up and running. So the proposal is for $1,700, is it? Let me see here.
I remember. It was cheaper than last year, remember?
Yeah, I got it right here. Yeah. It's the total, the insurance part of it is $1,780, which is about $150 less than last year. But there are some service charges for excise taxes and stamping fees and broker's fees and whatnot. So it brings the total up to $1,946.75. So anyway, I don't think we need a motion to do that, but we do have it, right?
Yeah.
Because it's all part of the proposal, but I'm just reporting that. That's been taken care of. The other insurance, the general liability and police public officers insurance and the police protection insurance doesn't expire until July 12th. So I'll have that all taken care of before then. So, any questions on the cyber proposal? All right, so resolution. There's a resolution to approve the justice audit, but we're going to do that after the meeting, so we'll table that till next month. Resolution to hire William Terrell as DPW's summer employee effective June 12th at a rate of $15.20 per hour. Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Second. Rich. Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Motion to approve the records disposal log that was provided by...
And these records are all ready for destruction, and if there's any particular ones you want to keep, just initial it. If not, they're gone. And while we're on that, I just want to, so last time, we didn't exactly have shred company here because apparently they said I didn't approve it because they were charging us, which could have been a misunderstanding. I was a little upset about the fee when we used to get it for free. So long story short, we did talk, and the best rate I could get is $40 a bucket. So, and they delivered us four. If they're full, we pay 40 bucks. If they're not, we pay nothing. So I had them bring them because people were upset that I didn't have them here last time. And So it is going to cost us $40. Shred's going to be here on Saturday. And don't forget, it's the paint recycling day too. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, so on the records disposal notice, anybody have anything on there they see shouldn't be on there? Entertain a motion to approve the disposal of the records as listed.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're all set. You want me to sign this? Mm-hmm. All right, so. I met with Wendy and we figured out how to go about increasing the thing to put money into parks. So we know we purchased new park equipment for Ben Stanley Park for the toddlers, which is going to be delivered this month. It's on its way.
Its shipping is scheduled for the 26th, I think.
Yeah, so the bill will be due. So anyway, we had the $56,078.50 from the ARPA money that we allotted to that. So I'm going to make a motion that we increase line item A4289, which is other federal aid, by $56,078.50. You got a second?
A second.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Then we'll transfer $56,078.50 from A4289, other federal aid, to 7140.4, Parks and Recreation.
Second.
Second by Rich. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, so that should take care of what Wendy wants done, so I'll set her up. All right, so before we pay the bills, anything else to be brought before the board? Any of the board members got anything?
Two things.
Yes.
On the where the red light is. Is there a way that we can contact the state to have them repaint and fix that roadway that's intersects, right underneath the red light? That's number one. Number two, is there any kind of an update on the gas station? Nothing?
I've heard nothing.
You mean the mobile station?
Yes.
No, I haven't heard anything on that. As far as the Route 20, so I know there's a pothole there, which I assume that Pete filled, right?
I don't know.
On 20, I don't think.
Well, it's not on 20. It's right on the edge of the Route 20 where it intersects with Chatham Street. I mean, are you talking out in the main?
No, right, yeah, right.
Right there, yeah. I thought Pete was gonna take care of that because it's kind of at the juncture there.
Okay. Well, if you told him to, he's probably getting to it. They just started back on potholes today and then it started pouring. So they got up here part ways done and then it started raining, so.
And what else did you want?
The marking, you know, the crosswalk.
The crosswalks and whatnot?
Yeah.
All right.
I think they need to be repainted.
All right. So Rich, you wanna reach out to our DOT guy?
I thought they would do it because the other morning they had all the marking and paint trucks at the Cumbie, so I thought they were doing it, but apparently they did 203 outside the village and repainted everything down there.
Yeah, and then they filled potholes afterwards. Right over the paint.
Right over the paint.
Like, are you kidding?
No. It was like they weren't talking to
each
other.
Funny.
Yeah, so if you need to get the guys' names and phone numbers for that, I'll give those to you. Okay. Anything else?
Mad Blake Buck. Is he still in charge?
Who?
No. Is Blake still there's another. There's another guy now that's the
Pizza
regional.
Okay.
Yeah, I got two numbers for, all right, so Blake's retired now, right?
Oh, really?
Didn't he retire?
Must have just happened.
Did he? I thought he, I don't know, he said he was retiring the last I talked to him. Let's see. And we have Pete Molino. Right, isn't that DOT Pete? Let's see. I think that's him. No, that's a Gmail number. So that wouldn't be him. Who the hell is he? That's Phil Molino. Let's see. Maybe it's DLT. What do I got over here? All right. Pete Mellis. M-E-L-A-S. Phone number is
518-286-2301. Okay.
He's our region too, him and Blake were. If there's another guy there, if Blake's no longer doing it, if there's another guy, see if you can get his contact information.
And Charlie, I'll call the county to see if they're planning a June auction of any sort, or if the next one's not going to be till October. See what the status is on the mobile station one. I haven't heard of any auctions. Sometimes they have them in June, sometimes they're in October. So.
I thought the county would be on that, you know, the auction.
Well, they're generally like 3 years behind. You have to be 3 years behind first in order to get on the list. And then they're usually 3 to 4 years behind on years. So whatever they're auctioning isn't in the current year generally.
Oh.
So I'll have to see what year they're on.
Wasn't there talk, though, of the state getting it? DEC?
I thought you guys talked about calling DEC on it.
Yeah, we're going to talk to somebody, but we haven't done that yet.
Because DEC said that they could try to go after them and get the tanks removed, which...
Yeah, so we need to... So we're looking for who to contact there, that's all.
I can get you the contact.
Yeah, send it to me and I'll get a hold of them.
Maybe Josh could help us out, Josh Clay. He might be able to know who we call. He works for DEC.
And then we'll just take over the property is what we'll end up doing. And we'll build a parking lot.
Well, in the reality, I think the thought was if we can get the tanks removed, it may make it more buyer friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, no one wants to buy it right now because they don't want the liability of the tanks.
Right, so it'd be sellable.
But there's an oil tank under the building, too. That's the other problem. Because he had a waste oil tank in there.
Okay.
Waste oil.
Yeah, because I know when I used to bring oil down there, he'd just dump it in the funnel. So we'll have to do that. He's got a kerosene tank, too, I'm sure, because he had a kerosene pump.
But that was above ground.
Building.
Wasn't that above grade that was on the side of the building? I thought that was above grade.
Yeah, and that was empty before the whole thing closed down, so.
All right, so we'll need to get a hold of this guy and talk to him, so I think that's step one, but I gotta get a hold of him and find out. Because there's some brownfield money available, too. This would be good, I think.
Well, I think they'll go after, so when we talked, there was a grant, or there is a grant, I should say. However, we wouldn't apply. The idea of the grant is if we were to take it to sell it, type thing. But if we were looking to keep it ourselves for a parking lot, we wouldn't be eligible.
Right.
For the grant. So that's why I think the idea was have them remove the thing, then we could either take it and do whatever we want with it. If the county's gonna give it to us. Or see if someone would be interested in buying it and revitalizing it once the tanks have been removed. Because when they make them remove the tanks, they'll make them do the soils and everything. And hopefully get a clean bill of health for the property.
Right, then we can have another nice little business there. It's a nice business corner.
Yeah, I agree. All right.
I'll find that email, Bob. I've got his phone number information.
Yeah, just send that over to me and I'll get a hold of him. All right, anything else before we pay the bills? All right, bills number 1 through 24 in the amount of $32,275.80 in the general fund and $45,075 in the water fund.
No, $3,227.
Well, they totaled it up and they said that you left a two out.
Oh, I did. Well, thank you for catching that. Just wanted to make sure we're all saying this.
I wasn't going to mention
it. Let me just give a look here. Oh, you have it. Never mind. If you looked, I believe you.
It's on there. I wrote.
And, well, thank you, Ryan.
$5,469.46 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie. Second.
A second.
Second by Ryan. We are adjourned.